This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Tyreek Hill, dude, just can't help himself cause trouble. Tyreek Hill did a Q&A, I guess, on Instagram or something. Asked to name his top five quarterbacks. And remember, there was a point in time where he argued Tua was the best in the NFL.
He didn't name Tua or Pat.
Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Joe Burrow. Like, it wouldn't be accurate, but at least say Tua if you're him. Ahead of Mayfield. He didn't. All right, here's the question. We're waiting on news. Apparently, this has been pushed back again. We're waiting to hear from the coalition of folks that are prepared to make this announcement about the NFL draft coming to D.C. in 2027. Yo, wait, Brian, see if you can look this up. Like, when Green Bay got the draft, who made that announcement? Or Detroit or Nashville? Something tells me generally this is just like...
The NFL did.
More the NFL just announced it?
Yeah.
I tweeted this out. I said, how do you feel about the NFL draft coming to D.C.? Excited, it's fine, or don't want it? I feel like that's three very distinct operations. Mm-hmm. Excited got 70% of the vote. It's fine got 25%, and then there's 5% of haters, like Landfill, that don't want it. I think, to me, I'm excited. I think it'll be neat. Would you be excited or it's fine?
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've been through it. I like them.
I got another tweet, too, from Larry Danielle. I don't know the accuracy of these claims, but per Larry, the 2024 NFL draft in Detroit generated a record $213 million in economic impact, including $160 million from visitors. This revenue stems from various spaces like hotel occupancy, restaurant spending, and other local businesses benefiting from the influx. That's what you're looking for, man. It's a lot of dough. Let's go to Co from the Foe. What's up, Coach?
What up, Coach?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? I'm ecstatic that, you know, the draft's coming here, man. I'm out here right now as we speak, checking the shelf life of water, man. I'm trying to gear up, man, get my vending on, you know what I'm saying? Get out there, touch all million Americans who are going to come down to our beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rusty say, or somebody said, about that 29th pick, I see it, about that 32nd pick, I see it in our future, man. We be in that bowl either before the stadium, or before that draft, man. Peace, fellas.
Thanks, dude. I like that call. Co's fired up. I tell you what, phone lines are about to go crazy yet again. We're giving away Caps tickets in probably about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're giving away two tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul, the Good Vibes Only
what
Tour.
What mean, JP?
With special guest DaBaby. That concert is Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. 800-636-1067. Caller number 9 gets those tickets.
All right.
That'll be fun.
I think Brian going to punch in your face later on, too, because at 11-something, he sent that $213 million. When you asked him to look it up for you, he put it in the text thread, and you wait to give somebody else credit for it.
Shout out to White Brian. Still haven't gotten a haircut, Brian.
Brian, when you heard him just say somebody else did, you were like, what the hell? I sent that at 11.
Might be. I think it's clearly exciting, man.
Yeah.
All right, so the Packers and NFL announced the 2025 NFL draft will be held in Green Bay. NFL representative Alex Brook made the announcement. So these are not always grand affairs.
No.
I think DC's good at holding big time events. Usually they're political. It'll be kind of nice at this one. I would think the NFL will protect its neck a little and not let one of their major events get co-opted.
You hope.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, hell, it might be the announcement might have already gotten co-opted. Cause I know this. I've sat through a lot of Roger Goodell press conferences. They're rarely 35 minutes late.
Yeah. I think in the beginning, this thing was supposed to be at 11 o'clock. And then
it was 1.
1. No, no.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The 11 o'clock thing that was out there before. Then it one came out like in the last few days. Now it's almost damn 1:40 and ain't nobody started talking yet.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just saying.
It's, you know what it's really helpful for? To have variants like this? When you have a radio show and you plan out the last hour around the announcement. And then just kind of want to build out for there. Damn. I just saw something on social media. You know Madonna? Like Madonna, the singer?
Yeah.
How old do you think she is?
Madonna is probably close to 70.
66.
That's close to 70.
Guess how old her boyfriend is. I thought she was married to that director. Guess how old her boyfriend is.
Probably in his 30s.
29.
Hey, she using him and he using her.
She looks very drugged out.
She might be.
I mean, hey, man, do you. I thought she was married to Guy Ritchie. Clearly, I'm not up to date on Madonna's personal
life. Man, those things happen so quickly, you never know.
Guy Ritchie movies are good, though. I do know that much. I think, so I'm reading this from whatever you may hear today from various people. This is a story from 2024, from a little less than a year ago, July 24.
Mm-hmm.
DC's bid to host the 2027 NFL Draft envisions staging a significant portion of the three-day event on the National Mall. The correspondence is internally referred to as Project Breeze. Representatives from Events DC and the NPS, which administers the National Mall and Monuments, have been in discussions with NFL executives for months about the possibility of holding the three-day event in the district.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to read that. This story is from July of 24. almost a year ago. And the conversations have been going on for months prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it was 2023, probably, when at least initial conversations began. Like, whoever today may take credit for this event coming to town, let's just try to be mindful of the people that
have worked at it.
Yeah.
And have been doing it for a while.
It looks like they talked about this as early as January of 24, along with NFL executives. So there's a lot of moving parts here. Listen to this. This would be there, here's some actual details. Now, this is from a previous plan, and if we know anything, plans tend to change. But according to this Washington Post article, the league, according to the emails, proposed having the main stage for the draft on 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Drives, near the National Gallery of Art and the National Air and Space Museum. A portion could also be held on Pennsylvania Avenue, where attendees could flow to the mall. So 4th Street by the gallery. Here's what I know from the two parades I attended, which was the Caps parade and then the Nats parade. I don't know kind of how you specify this, Brian, but if you're talking 4th up, I mean, that you're pretty close up to the Capitol that way, and you'd have a ton of space stretching west towards the Lincoln, and you put up TV screens, and you know what I mean? That, to me, would be pretty ideal, because the backdrop of this thing is going to be Goodell and the Capitol behind them. When you do Pennsylvania Avenue, so the Caps Parade, if you remember, the culmination of it was on the mall with all the big open space. Yeah. The Nats Parade, probably because they wanted to do something different,
ended up a little farther up, didn't it?
They ended up on Pennsylvania, and it kind of just creates a little bit of a bottleneck. My advice, which no one is asking for, would absolutely be to do it on the mall rather than on Pennsylvania Avenue or Freedom Plaza, one of those things. You think they'll listen to me?
Nah.
Thank you.
I think they already have plans.
All right. We're waiting on the announcement just like you are. Hopefully we get it here at some point. When we return, we got to make some bets, and we're giving away another pair of Caps Game 1 tickets against the Canes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.